The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. You just got me for the next about 3.5 minutes. Alan took the dog for a walk. This is our life now, and we're sharing all of it with you. Sorry to do that to you. I know Peter's on the phone, but Alan will be back in just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now his mic's stuck.
Okay, that's nice. Got my phone charger cord wrapped around the microphone cord. Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. Had to take the dog for a little mid-show break. So, 410 WCBM 680, we are welcoming your fun, interesting, and scintillating phone call here to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You can talk to Robin. You can talk to me. You might get both of us. 410-922-6680, 410 WCBM 680. And we'll be glad to take your call. So, hey, Chris, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
Yeah,
wouldn't you like to talk to a lot of our listeners this hour and screen their phone calls and, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Put them on the air. What do you think?
Now they're just starting to get up because we all know what happens, especially the last. Oh, I got another call coming in.
Okay. Well, go do your duty, buddy.
My duty.
Thank you. Yep. Hey, thanks, Wes, for your phone number. I'll get in touch with you here.
Wes, I think we got some really good. I want to talk to Wes, too.
I think I might have a project for him. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, if you are just now tuning in, Robin and I bought a collection of cap guns. So, there's Rudy sent me a text. Morning, Rudy. How you doing? Thanks for coffee
hey,
the
Rudy.
Other day. Had coffee with Rudy and Dale from Easton the other day. That's always fun.
And tell Debbie I said hi.
Wow. No,
scintillating
I
radio.
Do. Oh, you know what, Rudy? I think I might remember that gun. Mattel's shooting shells, a lever action, a rolling block, spring-loaded and fired a plastic bullet 10 to 15 feet. He wants to know if you can find cap rolls, and you said you could.
I got them. Cupboard. I can tell you how.
Yeah, and Rudy said maybe see you tomorrow at Sudlersville, so he might just see me there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like those sales. So, okay, let's see. Let's get back to what we're doing here. Yep. All right. We're waiting for a caller, aren't we? Is that what we're doing? We have to fill the time with words, Robin.
I could send you the text, or I could tell you that we've got Clay in Owings Mills, and he wants to talk about the tree stands on public lands.
Oh, well, let's talk about it.
Sounds great.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, folks. Good to talk to you.
Yes, indeed.
You also.
I do want to talk about the tree stands, but I've got a funny story to tell you first.
Okay.
Your sign off, the get out, stay out, back in the 70s, that was a city fire department slogan. If your house catches fire, get out, stay out. And
oh, cool.
There was a firehouse right off of 83 at North Avenue, Jones
right.
Falls,
mm-hmm.
And the rooftop of the firehouse was at about the highway level. and they had this tremendous billboard on top of this firehouse that said, "Get out, stay out." And anybody coming in 83, visiting Baltimore or something, as they came around the curve, the first thing they would see was this tremendous billboard that said, "Get out, stay out."
Oh, I love it.
That's great. And you know what? It's probably a good suggestion for those living in Baltimore even today.
It is. It absolutely is. But at the time, I thought somebody didn't really think that out clearly.
So, anyway. Yeah, well, it didn't exactly say welcome to Baltimore, did it?
No, it didn't. On the tree stands,
yes,
on,
sir.
On public land. Now, anybody going up a tree stand, building a tree stand, anybody out there hunting knows that it can be dangerous. So, if I would build a tree stand on public property, I can't figure out. I read about this proposal.
Right.
Who has the liability if I would get hurt on public land in my tree stand? Is the state liable, or whatever entity owns the property?
I do not know the answer to that question, but I think if you would sign on to the public comment section and pose that question, I assume you would get a very early, quick, succinct answer from somebody who's monitoring that site. So anybody who would like to comment on the proposed regulations, I think that is an excellent question to ask.
And the other thing, to take that a little bit further, if I build the tree stand, and then I go back a week later, 2 weeks later, whatever, and somebody's squatting in it, somebody's using
yep.
it.
Right.
And they get hurt. Would that make me liable? You know, somebody didn't think this through all the way about insurance and liability, because I don't see any reference to it anywhere.
That is an excellent, excellent question. So
I would hate for the taxpayer, meaning you and me, to be liable for some moron out there. I mean, it's just not covered as far as I can see.
Right, right. Well, the final day to comment is February 28th. So we're coming up on that relatively quickly,
yeah.
10 days. And I think that's a great question. If anybody would like the link to this page and to comment on all these different proposed regulations, we've talked about a couple of them, we'd be more than glad to forward that to you. All you got to do is drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll send you the link. And I also have it copied. If you want to send a text, you can do that too to anybody that has my number. So how do you like that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Very good. I'll send you an email. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. We'll send it to you. Thanks very much for the call. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All right. How about that? That was a great call. You know, we have some spectacular listeners out there.
Yes, we do.
Now, if you recall last week, we had and I know we got callers on the line, and we do have to take a break, but we had a caller last week who owned property in Caroline County. And the question was, I lease my tillable acreage to a farmer. I lease my huntable acreage to a group of hunters. The farmer's concerned about the abundance of deer on the property. He would like to obtain a crop damage permit. The question is the farmer, because he leases my property, permitted to shoot deer on my property without my permission? Do you remember that call?
Yeah, I didn't know if we ever got an answer.
We did. I talked to some DNR officials and asked the very question, and he said we deal with this all the time. And the answer is the landowner has to sign off on all the crop damage permits. So the farmer is not permitted to shoot deer on a crop damage permit on land that he leases without the owners signing off on the what do they call them now? The crop damage permit program. So that's one for the landowner. There you go. And I did call and leave a couple messages. I never got a call back, but maybe he'll call today. So we have got a couple callers on the line, but unfortunately, well, fortunately for us, because we stay on the air because of our fine sponsors, we've got to talk about them for just a moment. And I hope you will bear with me and understand that these folks, you know, have found this, the Outdoors and Radio Show, to be a valuable resource for their business. And we love it, and we appreciate that. So Clyde Sports Shop, Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale begins on March 4th. That's a Friday, and it runs through Sunday, March 13th. They've got everything for, you know, tackle for perch and trout is on sale. You can fill your spools with premium monofilament line starting at just 1 cent per yard. It's half price. If it's, you know, normally 8 cents a yard to fill your spool, it's now 4 cents a yard. You get the idea. Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels are on sale, including the famous Ugly Stick. All rod and reel combinations, no matter what brand, are on sale. Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series are on sale, and Pfluger spinning reels featuring the President series are also on sale. Kids combos with fishing kits included, you know, the little tackle box full of gear, are, you know, starting at $19.95. They're on sale. They've got trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. And don't forget to check out the selection of St. Croix fishing rods. St. Croix, been around a long, long time. One of the best fishing rods you can buy. Clyde Sport Shop has a giant selection of St. Croix rods. So don't forget, if you're not headed to the sale but you want to go fishing, they've got live and frozen bait and minnows and licenses and rod repairs and all the hooks, line, and everything else you need for any type of fish in Maryland. They're open 7 days a week. The phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. Hey, you know what? Winter's here, but spring is, I mean, right over the horizon there on the other side. You know, the old groundhog, that was a couple weeks ago. He's only got a month left, so you have plenty of time to dress up your backyard with your family, to spend fun times with your family and friends. Now, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, 300 of those in stock in every color imaginable. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets for the kids, storage sheds for all your junk. Backyard Billy's has a backyard, and that's the kind of stuff you'll see right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. That's at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, part of the business. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings. Now, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Coming from the bridge, your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Okay, we're back. So here's the issue. This is a proposal. Tree stands on wildlife management areas and state forests. The proposed action is to allow hunters on wildlife management areas and state forests to leave their tree stands in place throughout the deer hunting season. Number one, allow placement of tree stands 2 weeks prior to through 2 weeks after the annual deer hunting seasons. State forests and wildlife management areas only. Specific areas will be determined primarily based on size and whether the area requires a permit, reservation, or daily sign-in. Maximum of one stand per hunter per wildlife management area or state forest. Stands must be tagged with your DNR ID number. Portable stands only, including ladders that are not permanently affixed and do not injure the tree. Stands may be used by other hunters. Stands do not convey temporary ownership of a hunt location or give priority to the stand's owner to hunt to a hunt location. Other hunters are not required to vacate a stand or location upon arrival of the stand's owner. Here's the rationale. Requiring aging hunters to remove tree stands from public lands at the end of each hunt is burdensome and discourages hunting on those properties. The change would promote hunting participation and it's consistent with the goal of improving hunter recruitment, retention, and reactivation. Keep in mind, R3, this is the big push in fishing and hunting. Comments. Many states surrounding Maryland allow tree stands to remain in place during the hunting season, including Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Virginia. So that's what we're talking about here. And Chris, help me. Who's our caller that we want to talk to just now?
Joseph.
Joseph. Let's talk to Joseph. Thank you. Joseph.
Hello.
Yeah, Beth.
Morning.
Yeah, but even in the hunting, that's what I've seen in the hunting book, you're not allowed to build a tree stand, a permanent tree stand, in the public land.
That's correct. And that's not what we're talking about here. I just read it. It's a portable tree stand.
Yeah, I know. You just read it. They're proposing that.
Yeah. It's a climber or a ladder stand if you want to leave them on public land. Personally, you know, once those stands are located, they become, I mean, you know, you're at risk for whatever happens to that stand. Not about personal injury. I'm talking about if you choose to put a $300 ladder stand on a tree on public land and it's not there the next time you go to hunt it, shame on you.
That's what's going to happen.
So, you know, I mean, with all its good intentions, you know, human nature's not taken into consideration when some of these proposals are put out there.
Right.
You know.
All right. That's all I was calling about.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right,
thank you so much.
Day.
You do the same. Thank you. Yep. All right, let's see. Who's next?
We have Henry.
Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, I was asking them about a good fishing place around town. I know Lexington Market going through a renovation at like Cross Street Market and things like that, but what do you have in mind, the marketing side of, like, getting fish and, you know, different poultry items?
You talking about buying them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good restaurant. I know they, seafood probably, that,
uh-huh.
You know. I know Lexington Market has.
Yeah, have you eaten at that restaurant you spoke about? No.
No.
Okay, got it. So you basically want to go buy some seafood and poultry. And
go to the regular supermarket, right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. You got it. There's one on every corner, two on some corners. So,
Yeah, because I know. Super.
It's all about the preparation, Henry. It's all about the preparation. So.
Right.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, okay. I heard you talking about it earlier.
Yep.
I haven't heard from it.
You got it. Okay. Have a good one. Right. Thanks.
Thanks, Henry.
Bye-bye. All right. Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. So I guess you and your listeners are aware of what happened to the gun manufacturer Remington. In Connecticut, some lunatic, there was multiple shootings at a school. And, of course, I understand the parents were definitely grieving that their children lost, particularly in that way. But they sued, this was in Connecticut, and they sued Remington for liability, and I believe they won.
Actually, they didn't win anything. The lawsuit was settled. The lawsuit was settled by the insurance companies for Remington. Remington, in that form, is bankrupt. So the insurance company settled with, and Remington did not plead guilty. Remington was not found guilty. There was no trial. It was simply settled by the insurance companies for the manufacturer.
All right, I appreciate that. Kind of a class action suit against them, against Remington.
They get them all. You know, the firearms manufacturers get them all the time. So,
yeah, you know, it's so ridiculous. So, you know the logic where that's going to go, and you could put that with a lot of other products that are out there. In the last couple of months, somebody was stabbed 13 times. I guess they should. That woman was stabbed to death. The knife manufacturer.
Yeah, sue Cuisinart. You'll be good. Glad you did. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Continue to look for cogent and logical callers. If you'd like to call in, the number is 410-WCBM-680. Love to talk to you. Let's talk to Eddie in Baltimore City. Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for your show. And I wanted to say, I know this isn't a cooking show, but I'm excited about cooking my first muskrat that I purchased from the Lexington Market. And the gentleman who sold it to me really couldn't tell me too much about how it was caught. I'm wondering if you know anything about the Maryland's affinity for muskrat and how the hunters or catchers do it.
Well, yeah, they trap them in their underwater homes. Most of them use an underwater trap called a conibear. And what they do is they set this spring-loaded trap at the entrance or exit to the muskrat den, or on their travel lanes that they travel underwater. And as they hit that the little spring in the middle of the trap, the trap closes from both ends on the muskrat and drowns them. That's how that works. And then the trappers take the muskrats and skin them. And with a muskrat, it's great because people desire the carcasses to eat. So they skin them, they sell the hides, and then they sell the meat as well. So it's the only animal in Maryland, I believe, that's allowed to be sold for food. So primarily happens in the marshlands. Dorchester County is the epicenter for that. They actually have what's called the National Outdoor Show that celebrates the muskrat. And there's jewelry designed around muskrats and muskrat trapping, and there's all kinds of T-shirts and things like that in Dorchester County that talk about the great heritage of, you know, crabbing, oystering, muskrat trapping, hunting, and that type of thing. So the muskrats are trapped by trappers who have a hunting license, trapping license, and then sold for public consumption. So my suggestion on the muskrat to you is to be able to figure out how to do it in a roasting pan and roast it at a low temperature for a long time. Put whatever seasonings on there you like. Don't over-season a lot. I mean, we like salt and pepper. You could probably use a little paprika. I have a friend that uses poultry seasoning. You could use Montreal steak seasoning or anything like that. But or you could take the carcass and disconnect the hind legs, the back strap, the front shoulders, and so forth. You can egg and milk wash it. You can dredge it in flour and fry it up if you like. So since it is muskrat season and muskrat eating season, we might want to throw that out to our listeners. How do you make your muskrat?
Excellent. Thank you so much for the advice, and I look forward to it.
You got it. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. So, all right. Let's see. No. No. Thank you. And 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
I had no idea.
Huh? I'm responding to a text. I'm responding to a text of a caller. You know, not believe it or not, folks, as low ball as this show is and as down to earth as we are, we don't take every caller, do we, Robin?
Yeah, usually we do.
Oh, no, we don't. Not everyone.
We don't?
No, because Chris knows how to screen a call.
Oh. Well, I mean, if they're calling for
our standards are pretty low, you know. You get that, right?
But I know mine are.
But,
okay.
Yeah. So, but you know, even we are discriminatory in some ways when it comes to anyway. Let's talk to Brian and Glen Burnie. Good morning.
Morning,
Brian.
John, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
All right. How's the pup?
Sleeping right now.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
Feels at home.
Yep.
Just feels at home.
Yep. She's very comfortable in her crate. She's got a lot of room in there. We'll put something in there for her to, you know, chew on a little bit, and then she falls right out. So she's a very, very good pup when it comes to crate training. So it's good. She's good. She's growing. She's bigger than the Shih Tzu now, but and the Shih Tzu's a little jealous, but that's okay.
So, we're working on it.
We're working on it. What's on your mind, Brian?
Well, it's time of the year for me to get all my launch prints ready for my boats.
Right.
And I buy a Delaware one. I like the way Delaware does it. One sticker
right.
for everything.
Yep.
But I was just curious that all these proposals for hunting, is there anywhere where you could go and have put your 2 cents in for the boat launch permits?
Oh, you could always.
The most boat launches, and with this COVID, the kayakers, they're putting their boats in for free and taking all the parking spots. And it's just getting out of hand, really. And when I go crabbing, I can't find a parking spot. These guys ain't paying no launch fees, no nothing, really. They're building kayak launches. And who's paying for that?
That, I would say, would be the people who buy fishing licenses and things like that and have matching funds from the Sport Fish, Restoration Fund, Wallop Pro.
I mean, I just, between Talbot County, Queen Anne's County, and Delaware, the boat.
Yeah, you got $100 in permits, don't you?
Yeah, and then here's a guy in a kayak parking in a trailer parking spot. He didn't pay for nothing.
Flops his kayak in, and off he goes on his merry way.
Yep, and it's very, very popular. I'm not downing kayak people. They have every right to be on the water.
Absolutely, yep.
But I actually, even when I go stakehead fishing anywhere in Blackwater, I have to get there 2 hours before daylight just so I can park my boat trailer.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Well,
I was just wondering if Maryland ever thought about, like Delaware does, where you put a sticker on the back of your boat, every county, anywhere you go, it pays for a boat launch.
Well, you see, what you would do there then is all the shore counties, eastern shore counties that sell ramp permits would protest that. They would get their county council to vote against that. Then they'd put a bill in. They would find a sympathetic lawmaker, and then they'd put a bill in the General Assembly, and you'd lose anyway. So, you know, I just think that I think that these ramp permits are a tremendous revenue stream for these counties that have them. Imagine how many boats launch in Queen Anne's County every year. What is it, $15 or $25 a permit now? I'm not sure what it is. But
I think it went up to $35.
They may have. Think of 1,000 times 35 for no effort expended except print a few permits. You know,
yep.
it's a revenue stream that they're not going to want to stop. So you got a tremendous tremendous battle ahead of you there. And right now, as far as I know, there's no fishing advocacy. Well, there is. There is. The Coastal Conservation Association is a fishing advocacy group. You might want to get in touch with Maryland Coastal Conservation Association. If you drop me an email, I'll send you a contact for somebody that you might be able to talk to and see what they have to say. What do you think?
It's worth a shot. Like I said, you go to up in Western Maryland to ride four-wheelers, you got to buy a permit.
Yep.
You go launch a boat, you got to buy a permit.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well, don't you know you live in the free state?
Yeah. The kayak explosion is way out of control. I mean, it's just, I know everybody deserves a right to enjoy the outdoors. I don't have a problem with that. But
right.
Everybody deserves the right for maintaining and upkeep of what they utilize.
You know, I couldn't agree more. We had this discussion the first hour about public land and the hikers, bikers, kayakers, backpackers, and bird watchers that get to access land purchased by hunting money, you know, under Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Acts. You know, and there's no excise tax on kayaks or on backpacks or on binoculars or any of that stuff to help pay for the access. Here's the sad thing. Number of years ago, I'm going to say 10 years ago now, there was an effort underway to raise the price of hunting licenses, and everybody threw a fit. $20 more? Are you kidding me? I'm not paying it. And it just about passed till the final day of session when it was killed by, in my opinion, one of the dirtiest moves ever made by someone, I'm going to say it, within the Department of Natural Resources, killed that thing on the last day of the session, on sine die, okay? Included in that bill was a fee for people to have to pay to access public lands to do the activities that I just told you about, whether it was sunflower photography, whether it was kayaking, backpacking, you know, hiking, biking, or bird watching. There was a fee there to access public lands, just like the fee that we have to pay if we want to hunt public land, that $35 fee to hunt public land, okay? There was a fee in that bill, and it got killed. And that part of that bill was never promoted enough. It was never marketed correctly. And right now, I think with what you said, the kayak explosion and that type of thing, if people knew that a bill was defeated 10, 12 years ago that would have included a fee for these users who weren't purchasers of hunting license or fishing licenses, and that's basically what it is, an access fee, I think that bill would pass today. But the hunters shot themselves in the foot. They didn't see it. All they could see was an extra $20 for the immense opportunities that we have here in Maryland to hunt every manner of species, game, you know, three bears, deer, sika deer, waterfowl. We have it all right here, small game, upland birds, you name it. But no, we couldn't afford another $20.
Hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, well.
I'm an old guy, and my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. I might have to start taking a supplement, but I do remember that. Robin, what do you think? Should people pay a fee to access public land? It's public land. I understand it. But there's people that
need... There should be something for upkeep and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, people need to patrol it for lawbreakers. They need to watch for safety and security.
I can see that. I really can.
You know.
Okay, I'd have to do a little more research to be totally...
Yeah, I understand. But you're not going to see the Sierra Club or the biking community or the horse riding community or anybody want to self-impose a fee.
You can't say that completely unless you ask them, but and you probably have. I came in on the end of this. Never mind. I was reading.
That's all right. No problem.
I was reading for my next comment on the air. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, we're with you, buddy. We're with you.
I can't fish this weekend. I got to work, so I got to get in there and get to work. So.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
That is my plan for spring to fish more.
I just had to vent a little bit.
Well, you launched me on a rant too, so thank you.
Alrighty.
My ranting, guys.
We like to rant, so.
It just irritates me. I watch the DNR bust their butt all the time, and they're standing there checking kayakers, and there's no money to help them. There's none.
I know it. I know it. So, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Brian.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Go ahead. I'll talk when we get done the break. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to figure out what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to say here real soon. I do have to talk about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. And that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make or model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, I was there 2 days ago, or yesterday, I can't remember.
2 days ago.
Yeah. Satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. I had my lug nuts changed out and my tires rotated. That's the service I had done. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, Spurry's, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S. Yeah, S-P-U-R-R-Y-S, SpurriesTire.com. Good grief. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service.
May I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
You were having a problem with your swollen nuts, lug nuts, okay?
Yeah.
But they gave you a really super price to replace them.
So. Oh, they did, yeah.
I wanted to mention that.
I don't know if that's – well, it was – let's put it this way. Less than half as much the dealer asked me.
Yes.
Okay. So go figure that. If the dealer tells you it's going to cost you X dollars to replace your swollen lug nuts, then go to Spurry's Tire and get it done for
And we've talked about that on the air. That
we have.
The lug nut problem and people, we're just trying to send you to a good place for it.
Exactly. Public service announcement. Hey, the Winter Sportsman Auction, Sunday, tomorrow, February 20th at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, at 11 o'clock. You can attend in person or you can bid online. Catalogs available online and the previews available today and tomorrow before the sale. Over 100 firearms, many, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at JRSAntiques.com, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction.
HighBid, really easy.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online if you can't go. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore. Located at 201 North Church Street, 11 o'clock tomorrow, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Catalogs online, preview today and tomorrow. Russum Furniture Auctioneers. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. What?
We're back. What I was going to talk to you about, there is a love triangle, or there was a love triangle going on in D.C.
Uh-huh.
Back last, Eagle Egg played in D.C. was in 18.
All right.
Okay, and then the Mrs. President, First Lady,
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Took off. Well, there was some fighting back and forth between.
A marital spat.
Well, yeah, and then she took off finally.
Okay.
So there's been no egg laid since 18.
Right.
So now Lotus, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's a female.
Lotus, yes, which is Lotus, lady.
I got it.
The first lady thing.
Yeah, got it.
Anyway, right now she's sitting on an egg.
Okay.
First egg since 18.
Okay. And Mr. President's the father?
Yes.
Good to know.
I just thought it was interesting. There hasn't been one.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
And you can watch it live on the Eagle Cam.
Yes, you can. Let's talk to Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
Hello.
Hi there, Robin. How are you?
Wonderful.
The reason I called is I am not a hunter, but I listen to your show all the time, and I really enjoy the program. But one of the things I want to ask you was, I had venison stew a number of years ago, and I really like the taste of it. From one of my mother's neighbors, he used to hunt, and he brought, he had made some venison stew and also gave us some deer burgers and deer steaks. Well, you can't find that in any of the stores.
No.
We even have a store called, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's in Baltimore County called, that has a lot of, locally made meats.
Yep.
Organic stuff. But you can't find it. So
no.
The question is, do you know where I could purchase deer meat?
No, I don't, because you cannot purchase wild deer meat. It's against the law.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's against the law.
I really didn't know.
So I understand, but no, it's against the law to purchase wild deer meat in Maryland. The myriad of reasons, we don't have time to get into a lot of them, but it could establish a black market, people killing deer out of season to sell the meat and that type of thing. So what I would recommend to you is, are you online? Are you able to go online?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Go online and look for Maryland deer processors. Go visit a couple in your local area and tell them that if anybody has a deer that they would like to donate or you could pay for the processing on, or if you know any hunters, ask them to take a deer for you and pay for the processing and you can get a whole freezer full.
Okay, quickly, is there an association of hunters that I could get in touch with? Like, is there like a deer hunting club and I could, check with them by email maybe?
Trying to think of something. Why don't you send me an email and I'll forward it out a few times, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Lay out what you're looking for, and I'll see what I can do for you.
One more time.
Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. We are getting really short on time, and I'm sorry we have to do this so quickly, but I do have to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop again. And their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale starts March 4th. Through Sunday, March 13th. Shakespeare, Ugly Stick, Fluger, all those rods and reels are on sale. Penn spinning reels and Fluger spinning reels are on sale. Kids combos are on sale. All rod and reel combinations are on sale, and you can fill your line with fresh premium monofilament for half price starting at just 1 cent per yard. St. Croix rods. Mr. Clyde asked me to really, really drill down on the St. Croix rods because they've got a tremendous selection of these rods. And if you want one of the finest fishing rods around, turn to St. Croix at Clyde Sports Shop. If you're just going fishing today or this weekend, They've got all the live and frozen bait. They've got the licenses, the tackle, the everything you need. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9 for Clyde Sports Shop. Phone 242-6108, 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week. Now, our friends at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's can provide any type of stove insert, for your heating needs. They carry Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe grills. But if you're looking for anything, electric, wood, pellets, gas, any kind of stove, any kind of heater, we normally promote the gas fireplace inserts like we have, but you'll find all that at Backyard Billy's and everything you need for your backyard. BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue in Graysonville, coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. One more time on the auction, the Sportsman's Auction, tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Russum Furniture Auction in Sudlersville. And I'll give you that address in just a second. Here we are. It's at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. Check out the catalog online. 100 firearms, tremendous amount of decoys, artwork, and all kinds of sporting items are on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com and the Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415. The Winter Sportsman's Auction, Robin.
Looking at this catalog?
Yeah.
I might go with you.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, Gary, we got less than a minute.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to do a report on the Pennsylvania Sportsman Show.
Reader's Digest version, please.
Yes, it was fantastic, and I want to thank that, I think it was Tom again, for the tickets.
Gotcha. Good. I'm glad that worked out.
You had a good time. Good.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the call. Got it in. All right. The music, I guess, is about to start, isn't it, Robin?
Yes.
Anything you want to say before the music starts?
I am really impressed with this auction. More than I thought I'd be.
Okay.
And they got a lot of stuff. Well, I'm not going to tell because the stuff I want to bid on, so.
Okay.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, spend some time with your family this weekend. You only got one.